The following is a Sunday feast lecture on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 18, text number 57, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasatkikari, recorded on July 4th, 2010, in Sydney, Australia.
Condensed lecture. So squeeze it in, compress it. All right. Okay. So tonight we are reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, as it is, by His Divine Grace, Om Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Pariva Jagacharya, Astadarjadashi Srimadesi Bhaktivedanta Didhandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada. Chapter 18, text number 57. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Cetasa Sarvakarmani Mayi Sanyasyamat Para Buddhiyogam Upashritya Machchita tatatang bhava. Krishna says, in all activities, just depend upon me and work always under my protection. In such devotional service, be fully conscious of me. When one acts in Krishna consciousness, he does not act as the master of the world. Just like a servant, one should act fully under the direction of the Supreme Lord. A servant has no individual independence. He acts only on the order of the Master. A servant acting on behalf of the Supreme Master is unaffected by profit and loss. He simply discharges his duty faithfully in terms of the order of the Lord. Now, one may argue that Arjuna was acting under the personal direction of Krishna, but when Krishna is not present, how one should act? If one acts according to the direction of Krishna in this book, as well as under the guidance of the representative of Krishna, then the result will be the same. The Sanskrit word matpada is very important in this verse. It indicates that one has no goal in life save and except acting in Krishna consciousness just to satisfy Krishna. And while working in that way, one should think of Krishna only, I've been appointed to discharge this particular duty by Krishna. While acting in that way, one naturally has to think of Krishna. This is perfect Krishna consciousness. One should, however, note that after doing something whimsically, he should not offer the result of the Supreme Lord. That sort of duty is not in the devotional service of Krishna consciousness. One should act according to the order of Krishna. This is a very important point. That order of Krishna comes through disciplic succession from the bona fide spiritual master. Therefore, the spiritual master's order should be taken as the prime duty of life. If one gets a bona fide spiritual master and acts according to his direction, then one's perfection of life in Krishna consciousness is guaranteed. Vandeham Shri Parakamala Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sai
grijatam sagana ragunatan vitam tam sajiva. Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamshcha.
So, someone could argue it would be very easy to be Krishna conscious if you were on the chariot there 5,000 years ago. If Krishna was standing right there in front of you, giving you instructions, it would be very easy to be Krishna conscious then. But now, in Krishna's absence, it is difficult. That's not a valid argument. It's not. Because many, many people saw Krishna when he was on this planet, but only thousands and thousands of people saw Krishna, but only a small, insignificant handful actually understood who he was and surrendered to him. So that argument doesn't work. Well, if I was only there 5,000 years ago, then I could be Krishna conscious, but now, no. That argument doesn't work. There's only one requirement for becoming Krishna conscious. Sincerity. And so, if you're sincere, it doesn't matter qualification, disqualification. Simply if you're sincere, that's all that's required. By sincerity, you can have the same caliber of realization as Sri Arjuna had. Even now, 5,000 years later, here in Sydney, Australia, right here, right now, tonight, you can have the same caliber of realization as Sri Arjuna did. Simply if you become very, very sincere that, yes, I must realize Krishna. I must. I'm suffering in this material world, birth, death, old age, and disease. This nasty material existence is getting me down. I've had enough. I want out of this hellish place. I want the shelter of the Supreme Lord. If he can kindly pick me up and save me. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. You see? If we simply call out to the Lord like a helpless child, he will save him. Any mother, if her child cries out, she'll go running to the child, you see. If the child helplessly cries out for the mother immediately drops everything and runs, oh, my child is in difficulty. Let me go to save my child from the distress. So you think Krishna is any less affectionate than a mother of this world? That he's some cold, impersonal military sergeant or something like that? No. He's the most sweet, loving, warm, kind-hearted person you could ever imagine. Why? Because all love emanates from him. As one devotee wrote a poem, he said, love exists because Krishna is so kind. So you want to get out of the... You want to say goodbye to the blues forever? kick depression in the face and never have to deal with it ever again? Give it a good kick once and for all. Get the hell out of here, you rascal, Mr. Depression. You see? All you have to do is call out to Krishna with sincere, heartfelt cry for help. It's all you have to do. Just even once is sufficient. If there is sufficient quality, even one time calling out to Krishna will permanently save you from all of this stress of material existence. Since we are not able to do that, we have to keep practicing. Sooner or later we'll hit it. We'll be able to catch the right mood, you see. We have to practice. It's like somebody who's practicing being a batter in baseball. You know, they keep swinging, but they miss the ball. So we're kind of like that, you know. We keep chanting, but we somehow keep missing the ball. We don't quite catch the mood of bhakti. We're chanting thinking, well, maybe I can get this for myself or that for myself. Chanting is completely in the mood of giving. This is why it is stated that one should not chant for some material benefit. It's considered namapura. So we have to learn to chant in the mood of completely surrendering ourselves to the will of Krishna, letting Him take control of our lives, you see. If we chant in this mood, then Krishna becomes captured. Krishna is known as Ajita, which means He cannot be conquered. But that same unconquerable Krishna becomes Jita, or conquered by what? His devotees' love. So do you love Krishna? Do you love Krishna? If you truly love Krishna, then Krishna will become captured by your love. You see? So if we don't love Krishna, then we should learn how to love Krishna. Actually, you know, Lord Chaitanya, he said, I have no love for Krishna. He said, the proof is that if I actually love Krishna, now I am separated from Krishna, you see. If I truly loved Him and I could not tolerate His separation, if I had any, even a slightest tinge of love for Krishna, I would die immediately in His absence, not being able to bear the pain of His separation if I truly loved Him. Lord Chaitanya said like that. It's a very poignant lesson for us, you see. Love of Krishna is not some cheap thing. Oh yeah, I love God. Drinking and smoking. Yeah, I love God. I go to church every Easter and every Christmas. I love God. You see, it's not some cheap thing. Love of God is the rarest thing. There's nothing rarer. Actually, to be able to love Krishna, to possess love of God, that is only possible if Krishna gifts you with it. It is a blessing of Krishna. It is the greatest blessing, the greatest gift that one can ever receive, to be blessed with that possession known as love of God. It is the rarest treasure. And Krishna is the one who dispenses it. And He only rarely gives it out. It's very rarely given, as described by Srila Prabhupada in the Nectar Devotion. Why is it rarely given? Because that person who possesses love of God possesses Krishna also. Krishna becomes purchased. He becomes the personal property of that person who has pure love for Him. So He doesn't give out pure love to every Tom, Dick, and Harry that walks in off the street. It's very rarely achieved. So if we would like to achieve that rarest gem of pure love for God, then we have to show Krishna that we're serious about being His surrendered servant. And not that we have some hidden agenda up our sleeve. Then I'll pretend that I love God, and once I get the mercy, then I'll exploit my position. Yeah. Krishna is all-knowing. You can't fool Krishna. He can see everything. That's why it is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Ahaitakiya Pratiyataya Yadma Supracedati. That devotional service must be a haitaki, without any material motivation, and a pratiyata 24/7, uninterrupted, non-stop, in order to completely satisfy the soul. You may say, well, Sankarshan Prabhu, now I'm completely discouraged. I thought I could be Krishna conscious, but now it just seems impossible. How could I ever do this? I mean, now I think, well, it's just hopeless. Little old me, I mean, I could ever become a pure devotee. Anarta Das, how could I ever become a pure devotee? It's such a rare thing, it's hopeless, but, well, take encouragement from our great songwriter Acharya, Narottam Das Thakur. He has written a very nice song. In this song, he is praying to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the most merciful manifestation of Krishna. Krishna appears in the form of his own devotee to easily dish out Krishna prema. Krishna is very conservative about dishing out Krishna prema, but Lord Chaitanya is freely giving it out. So Narottam, he is praying, my dear Lord, I am so very, very fallen. I'm a hopeless basket case for becoming Krishna conscious. But because I know that you are Patita Pavana, you are the friend of the most fallen, therefore, my dear Lord, you will not find anybody more fallen than me, therefore I'm the first one in the queue for your mercy. So actually, the more you feel that I'm a hopeless basket case. How could I ever become self-realized? I'm caught up in, you know, acquiring money. I'm interested in power, prestige, sense gratification. I mean, how could I ever in the world get free from these entanglements? It seems absolutely impossible. But the good news is, if you feel in that helpless condition, that how could I ever make it? I mean, I'm just such a fallen soul. How could I ever make it? In that state of feeling helpless, and Lord Chaitanya will give you very special mercy to help you. So the more you feel it's hopeless, the more you feel helpless, you get moved up in the queue to get the mercy. So it's not helpless. It's not hopeless. We're not helpless. Because that mercy of Lord Chaitanya is there to save us. That mercy is there in the Guru Parampara coming down from Lord Chaitanya, the Six Goswamis, Narottam Das, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, you see, Jagannath Das Babaji, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Gorkishore Das Babaji, Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Goswami, His Divine Grace, Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivajakacharja, Astatarjadashi Srimad Esi Bhakti Vadandati Dhandi Goswami Maharaj Rupad. And those who are purely preaching on behalf of Srila Prabhupada. You see, that mercy is coming down. It's like our book distributors. They go out and they are representing that mercy of Lord Chaitanya when they give the books to the people, you see. Everybody has that opportunity to connect, become blessed by Lord Chaitanya with this mercy of becoming delivered from all anxieties. All we have to do really to qualify is to desire it, to very strongly desire to become saved. That's all we really have to do. Sincerely desire to become saved. That's the only qualification. You have to want it. You have to want Krishna prema, you see. Simply desire it. What did Prabhupada say? He said, nothing to purchase except Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. It's like having a billfold full of money and going out shopping, and unless you find Krishna, you won't spend your money on anything. I only want Krishna. There's this thing, that thing. No, thank you. No, thank you. No, thank you. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? That's the only thing I want is Krishna. You see? That is the man. If that mood is there, I only want Krishna, nothing but Krishna, I will not be satisfied with anything or anyone except for Krishna. Krishna will see, this person is serious about being my devotee. All right, let me bless him with Krishna Prem. So in this way, if we can understand what is this Krishna consciousness process, it is so wonderfully being given to us by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. If we simply can understand this process and sincerely try to awaken it by chanting Hare Krishna, by reading Prabhupada's books, by tasting Krishna Prasadam, if we can sincerely take up these activities, we are guaranteed to get the result. Guaranteed. Absolutely guaranteed. We don't have to be afraid. Well, maybe it won't work on me. I remember when I was a spiritual seeker many years ago, before I had the good fortune of discovering Krishna consciousness. I was being misled by so many bogus gurus. One yogi came to town, he said, "I'm God, you're God, we're all God." There was another one whose disciple was there, he said he wanted to teach me a secret mantra. I had to pay a fee to get the secret mantra. This was Maharishi Mahesh Yogi. I had to pay a whole month's rent to get my secret mantra. I got initiated for 1 month's rent. It's a commercial product. Initiate Diksha is a commercial product, like buying a stereo or something, you know. I paid for my Diksha. I went to the hotel room. One of the disciples of Maharishi was there. He gave me my secret mantra. Don't ever say this to anyone. So I'm violating his order now. Aing, 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 aing. That was my mantra. So I went home, 20 minutes a day, twice, 20 minutes a day, twice, two 20-minute sessions that you go to. Aing, 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 aing. And nothing ever happened. I was waiting to take off, you know, into the spiritual sky. I was sitting there, you know, I was stuck at the airport. I could never get off the ground, see. It would never take off, you know. This mantra would never take off. And I couldn't figure it out, because they had a special gathering of all the new initiates, you know, a little Diksha party, whatever they called it. And I went to the gathering of all the new Dikshas, or whatever you call them, Dikshites, or whatever they are, all the new initiates. And everybody's saying, "Oh, isn't this great? Yeah, I just feel so much bliss, and it's wonderful." And I'm sitting there, I'm wondering, what's wrong with me? You know? Everybody here isn't. I guess I'm just some kind of a misfit person that can never become happy in life, you know. I thought there was, I couldn't think there was something wrong with the mantra. I was, you know, I was a real, you could say, naive sort of fellow, you know, at the time. I've learned a few things from Prabhupada since then, but I was pretty naive in those days before I was blessed by Prabhupada's mercy. So I was thinking something was wrong with me. I had full faith in the mantra, but I thought, "Oh, there's something wrong with me. I cannot. The fault is with me. Somehow or other, I cannot get the benefit of this mantra because I'm defective in some way." I was thinking like that. But when I was fortunate to get this mantra, you know, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. You know what happened? I took off. Been flying high ever since. Blissed out, you see. blessed with bliss. You see, if we actually take up Krishna consciousness, then we become blessed with bliss. We're able to fly in the spiritual sky 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Our whole life becomes ecstatic. It doesn't matter whether you're a traveling preacher or you're working a job to support your family. Whatever you may be, whatever you're doing, if you're Krishna conscious, you're going to be in bliss. You'll be in bliss, it's a fact. You'll be in bliss 24 hours a day. You get up in the morning, wow, another day to increase my Krishna consciousness. Where's my bead bag? Yeah, let me get that bead bag, you know. Let me take another dip in the transcendental ocean of nectar. Yes. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. This is a very short session. I mean, I just came back from 31 hours of Krishna consciousness out in the retreat. But so half an hour, it means like a joke. Can't even get warmed up in a half an hour, but we have to follow the temple schedule. But if somebody has a question, I can entertain it now. If not, I'll just keep going for 5 more minutes. If anybody has a question, now's your time. Raise your hand and speak loudly. I'm getting kind of deaf with my old age here. So if you have a question, say it, enunciate it clearly. Questions? No. All right. So we'll just keep rolling on here up until the conch shell, whatever is coming. Yeah, this process works. It really does. And the wonderful thing that I've discovered about this process is it's actually easier to be a pure devotee than it is to not be a pure devotee. We may think it's some very difficult thing to be a pure devotee. It's just some unattainable, difficult. No. It's just like pulling off a Band-Aid. You know, there's two ways to pull off a Band-Aid. You can go one hair at a time, you know. Or you can go, zhup, finished, you see. So what's easier? The mind says, oh, it'll hurt too much if you just do it in one pull. So let me just go slowly, 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 slowly. So we think that way, that, well, I really can't just completely surrender to Krishna right now because it would be too much. You know, I have all these material attachments, this hair, that hair. I have to just take it little at a time. But actually, that's just a misconception. To hold on to the material attachment, say, well, I'm just going to gradually let this one go, and then I'll gradually let that one go, and gradually. That's actually that's the slow, painful way to practice Krishna consciousness. The easy way is to say, okay, just let it all go right now. Krishna, I'm yours, and that's it. Whatever you want to do with me, from henceforward, it's your business. My only position is to be your servant with my every thought, my every word, my every deed, in all times, all places, and all circumstances. So my dear Lord Krishna, you take over my life completely now. Do whatever you want to with me. I'm simply your sold-out servant. If we take that mood and we reaffirm that by praying in a similar way, you know, every day, always putting ourselves back into that mood of complete surrender, it'll happen. That lust, that anger, that greed, that madness, that illusion, that envy, those things that are clouding the heart, that are covering the pure consciousness, they'll all go away. They'll go away. And the clouds of illusion, the clouds of confusion and delusion, they'll be blown away by the power of Krishna's name. So anyway, I'm going to stop here, and I thank you all very much for participating in this program of ISKCON, which means the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So please take advantage of this process of Krishna consciousness. And we absolutely guarantee you, if you do so, your life will be incredibly sublime. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Jai Sankarshan Prabhu ki jai.